7:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is, I was about to say vacation, trust me, it's no vacation. He's recovering from surgery. And I tell you that because he told you that over and over before he left. Throat surgery and successful, would you say?
He's awake. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're awake, it's successful.
I tell him he gave surgery. He's awake. He sent us a photo of himself. They shaved his beard.
I wish he would have put some clothes on in that photo, though, man.
That's how he is. You know, he likes running around like that.
I'm free. I'm free.
Like I was born.
ESPN's Ben Solik ranked coaching staffs in the National Football League. I'll just let you know, who was the worst coaching staff in the National Football League, folks, as according to Ben? The Giants. They found the Giants to be the worst coaching staff in the National Football League. Ed, do you find that to be a little disturbing?
No. I don't find it disturbing. I think they've made, and I don't know if it's the coach or the GM or what, because, I don't think Daboll wanted Danny Dimes.
No, he didn't.
He did not. And I think as a coach, when you,
now he doesn't have him.
Right. When you're saddled with a quarterback that you don't want, it's very hard to coach a team. But I'm not surprised. I think the Giants are going nowhere this year. They were really strong. Think about that conference now.
Yeah.
They were like a joke. They were the NFC least for years. Now they're not. Got the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Commanders are good now. The Cowboys may be competitive. I don't know. But, I mean, that's a tough division.
Here are the bottom five, Ed. Number 28, the New York Jets, led by Aaron Glenn, who has not coached yet. Number 29, the Dallas Cowboys, led by Brian Schottenheimer, who has not coached yet. Number 30, the New Orleans Saints, led by Kellen Moore, who has not coached yet. You see the theme?
Yes.
Number 31, the Jaguars, led by Liam Cohen, who has not coached yet. And the only team that has a coach that's actually coached for them are the Giants, the worst team, led by Brian Daboll. So I got a feeling, you know, those are coaches on the hot seat soon. Here are the top five. Number five, Los Angeles Rams, led by Sean McVay. Number four, the Baltimore Ravens, led by John Harbaugh. Number three, the San Francisco 49ers, led by Kyle Schottenheimer. Number two, Shanahan. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Andy Reid. And the number one coaching team in the National Football League, the Minnesota Vikings, led by Kevin O'Donnell. He is the number one coach for a coaching staff, I should say, in the National Football League. Here's what I find to be quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this man gets disrespected so much. Nick Sirianni, that coaching staff is ranked eighth. How many assistant coaches has he lost? And yet he still finds his way at the top of the division and the conference every year. I think he's the most. Mm-hmm. I think he's disliked, to be honest
with
you.
That's what I think it is, too. Yeah, I think you're spot on with this. I just think it's something about him that irritates people, that they don't like him personally, and that's the issue. I mean, the results are there.
Why the Bills ranked ahead of him at seven? Why the Broncos ranked ahead of them at six?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Rams, it's a great coaching staff, but tell me what they've done that Sirianni hasn't done.
What did Sirianni's team do last year?
Won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
2 years after they lost the Super Bowl.
Yes, yeah. Right.
So he's been to two Super Bowls.
Yeah, and won one. Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know.
I love John Harbaugh as a coach, but he's been to one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's it.
13 years ago.
Kyle Shanahan hadn't won a Super Bowl yet. Why are they number three?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid should be number one. I don't know what makes the Vikings.
Well, the reason I don't disagree with the Vikings in this particular case, I think he did an amazing job with a team that was supposed to go nowhere, with a quarterback that has never been successful in Sam Darnold. I just think the Vikings surprise everybody, and that's why he gets so much consideration.
Show love to Nick Sirianni. I just think that's ridiculous. Eli Parkville, what's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. I understand why Kevin O'Connell might be number one. He was Tom Brady's backup for the Patriots, but I think the Ravens should be middle of the pack because every year we have the best team, allegedly, but we somehow fall short.
So you think they're overrated?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
that's interesting.
Because it's always a coaching error or mistake that's like at the end of the game or like in the middle of the game, the Harbaugh's like, oh, we going to go for it. It's like, bro, just take the points. Everybody's telling you, take the points. It's an away game. Take the points. And we somehow, at the end of the game, it's like, oh, we lost by how much? We should just took the points. It can't be because we got the best play. No, it's coaching, man. It's just got to be coaching all the time.
Hey, Eli, thanks a lot, man. This is to give you a little insight to the article. The best offensive play callers are all head coaches, but if we narrow our scope to coordinators, the best one around is Monken. Last season, Lamar Jackson led the league in open targets and wide open targets. Next-gen stats charting database, which goes back to 2017, Jackson certainly helps those receivers get open by breaking the pocket and threatening to run, but recall how congested those Ravens pass designs were before Monken got to town. I agree with that wholeheartedly. He has elevated the entire offense around the two-time MVP. One of the best 2024 coaching moves was the midseason reshuffle of the Baltimore secondary. Yada, yada, yada. He says, under Harbaugh, the Ravens have always been good at adjusting to midseason injuries and correcting poor play. They also remain one of the league's best in managing fourth down decisions and late game clocks, even if they still have a unique skill for blowing fourth quarter leads.
they have that.
They have a unique set of skills.
That is a unique set. You don't get that everywhere. You don't.